Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, Tenderfoot listeners. We've got a special gift for you this summer. For a limited time, when you sign up for a new annual Tenderfoot Plus subscription or upgrade from your existing monthly plan, you'll receive a complimentary t-shirt of your choosing from the Tenderfoot Shop. We just dropped new designs for Up and Vanished, Culpable, and To Live and Die in LA, plus new radio rental merch, all available for free with annual subscription. Head over to promo.tenderfootplus.com to claim your shirt before we run out. Offer ends July 31st. Thanks for listening.
I hope he's a nice guy.
Get out of your truck. Fucking got cameras just watching you guys. And I thought, what the fuck they doing? So I went and looked at my cameras, and then I grabbed this. And if I'd have seen a gun in your hand, I'd have raised it. If I'd have seen a gun come out, I'd have shot your ass.
Tenderfoot TV in Atlanta, this is Up and Vanished. I'm your host, Payne Lindsay.
I'm friends with Kimberly Loring.
My name's Cooper.
Kimberly?
Yeah.
Ashley's sister?
Yeah.
We're just doing a podcast on her disappearance, and we were just curious if we could chat for a few minutes.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Do you mind if we just sit down and chat for a few minutes? Is that cool? Kimberly said you would be down to talk.
I usually am for her, but we could sit over here.
Sure, yeah.
This is when it starts to get really tough. Do I tell you as the listener how I feel about this person's guilt or innocence? How much do I read into his mannerisms, his overall behavior? I'm not anticipating anyone in this case dropping a full confession in one of our interviews, though that would be really nice. I gotta focus on being objective right now. But we're all human, aren't we? Things from this point forward in the podcast become something I've found exceptionally difficult to navigate. And with complete transparency, I don't know who killed Ashley. At least not yet.
Yeah, man, everyone wants to know what happens. So everyone's freaking out, you know?
You know, and
in this moment, right here, right now, I'm prepared to give Sam McDonald the stage. What's his side of the story? The fact that I'm even here and he's still talking to me seems like a pretty good sign. A great sign, actually. And he's agreed to go on record with me.
Everything I'm telling you is true.
I should just keep playing my cool. He's starting to seem pretty benign. But his pistol is still sitting there on the table. I'm just being over paranoid about the gun, right? But I don't have a gun with me. It's Montana. It's totally normal. Keep your eye contact. Look like you got your shit together. Relax. Let's just talk. We got to know each other for a little bit. Despite our scary first encounter there, he didn't seem threatening. He seemed sincere, even. But is he hiding something I don't know?
It's pretty scary shit going on right now. It's scary right now. I don't know who to believe, you know? I've had threats through Facebook from fake people that don't want to show who they are. Just vigilante shit. That ain't gonna go, you know, without a fight. They might get me, but I'm gonna get two. You know, they better be sneaky Indians, you know? Because I'm a sneaky Indian. It's just fucked up, man. They believe these people. They believe them. The whole reservation believes these rumors, you know?
What were they saying?
They were just like, oh, you had four guys up there, raped her and murdered her? I'm like, fuck you guys. Holy shit. Man, you guys are fucked up. You believe rumors and shit, too? I'm a religious man, you know, I don't live every day. I smoke weed. That's God-given shit. That's God-given. But I was on a five-year bender. Went through a divorce. And next thing you start doing meth, you know, and enough was enough, you know. I didn't get hooked up with no big fucking dealers or anything, you know. I wasn't no big dope dealer. Fuck. Like they try to make me sound to be. When I was younger, you know, and that's where everybody thinks, oh, Sam's this. When I was younger, I rode bulls. I fought men, you know. I'll still fight. I'm 60 years old. There ain't nobody fight even though anymore. You know, I had my day. Like any other man, when I was young, any other Blackfeet, I abused my first two wives, you know. I was mean to them. I was a mean man when I was younger. You know, I admit to that shit.
Why were you, do you think? And how'd you change?
So just the way you get raised.
What do you mean?
My stepdad beat my mom. You know, it's a fucking thing. It's a curse, you know, and you gotta stop it somewhere. And my last wife, I never laid a hand on her ever, you know. And I was with her for 12 years. Yeah, it's been a long haul. Over 4 years now, I think. June 11th. I cried my heart out.
According to Sam, the last time he saw Ashley was on the morning of June 11th, 2017. This is nearly 6 days after the party at Vernon's house. How did he meet Ashley?
Where I met Ashley? I met her on a high, hello basis once. And then I was at this guy's, Big Al's house. He's dead too. But I was there. That's how she followed me out when I left, because she knew me somehow. And she's like, Sam, where are you going? What are you doing? She's like, I don't want to be here. I'm like, you don't have to be here. I didn't know her. I said, get in. I was with her for 6 days. We had fun, you know, and we got along. We were fucking high for a few days, you know.
So he picks up Ashley from Big Al's house. They spend 6 days together at his cabin, getting high, according to him. And on the sixth day, he claims he was ready to take her home.
I wanted her to go kind of regroup, go home, work on her truck and stuff, you know, meet her family. She didn't want to go home, she said.
Why not?
I don't know. She's like, Sam, I don't want to go home. She disappeared on me a couple times.
What do you mean, huh?
just disappear and then come back later. Saturday, I got so drunk. I passed out here. She headed out. She was gone like for 7 hours maybe. It was 5 in the afternoon. And at 1 in the morning, here she come right through here walking. And she was just like all fucked up. She wasn't on, it wasn't meth. And she come back and she was pointing in here like that and stuff. And she'd sit in my cars and...
What was she on?
I don't know what it was. She come back at 1 that morning and she was all fucked up. And I'm like, fuck. I better get her home, you know. I didn't want to be responsible for her being that fucked up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And about 9 that morning, she started kind of coming down and kind of being reasonable, you know. And I said, well, let's go home. I'll bring you home. You can get clothes and I'll work on your pickup. I was just trying to get her home, you know. I said, I'll work on your truck. I was with her this Sunday. I was bringing her home, and she told me, she was texting all the way up the hill, up Divide. Headed to Badger Creek was our designation. I travel Divide all the time. Every day I pray for her when I go over there. And it was a nice day like this. It was 10 in the morning, 9:30, 10, you know, and she said, pull over up here, my ride V-Dog's almost here. And that's the only time I heard V-Dog. And if I had to do that day over, I'd have kept going, you know, because I was bringing her to the Badger Creek. And she told me to pull over up on top there because she had a ride coming, V-Dog. I leaned my chair back. Last thing we talked about, she said, Sam, what is that cabin up there? And I showed her a cabin on Divide. Mm-hmm. Right at the top of their smoke cabin. And she said, oh yeah. She said, how do you get to it? I said, I think there's a trail that goes around the back. And I leaned my chair back like that and boom. You know, I was awake. I went to sleep. And I wish nobody woke me up. I woke up myself.
So when you woke up in your car, what were you thinking? Like, what was the first thought that came to your head?
I thought it was like 2 minutes when I woke up there. I thought it was like 2 minutes, but I figured it had been 40 minutes sleeping.
So in that 40 minutes that you were asleep, where do you think she went?
She got her ride with Vito because he was almost there. She said, pull over on top. She's like, I don't want to go home yet. She's like, and then I just kept driving, and then we got almost stopped. She's like, Sam, pull over up here. My ride V-Dog's almost here. And I was so tired, so I pulled over. I didn't know who V-Dog was. Thought maybe it was a cousin or something. Anyway, and I fell asleep. And I woke up. I told her to tell me before she left, and she didn't. She just left. And I woke up and I'm like, fuck, I hope she didn't fucking walk up there.
The cabin.
Yeah. That was my first thought. Sure I led a search with all, and there was like 5 different police departments, like the Homeland Security, FBI, the BIA, the Blackfeet, there was sheriffs, 2 sheriffs hiked up with us. There was maybe even 12. And I said, this is my fear, that she walked up there and something got her, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And so we walked all the way to the bottom of the mountain, spread out. You know, what I said, this is where I parked, and this is where I woke up, and you will figure what's the most obvious trail, or most unobvious, you know?
Sure, yeah.
She was like, oh, this is so beautiful. You know,
so she was curious about it.
Yeah, she loved it.
It would have made sense for her to like wander up there.
Yeah, that was my fear that when I woke up. I don't mind getting it out.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know too where the fuck she's at.
Obviously, your name is in the mix because
you're one of the last people to see her, right?
It's called confusion. They create it. The perpetrators created this confusion. It's a tactic.
Sam seems to be a little paranoid about the whole thing. But I guess if he's telling the truth, he's definitely got the right to be.
They quit investigating because they threatened me with 6 months prison.
Who did?
The BIA feds.
What?
I don't know. Because everything they had at the beginning, I was trying to give to them, you know. Because I ain't dumb, you know.
Yeah.
I'm probably as smart as you guys, you know. Investigative-wise, you know, it's fucked up. Somebody's gonna try to plant shit here, and it ain't gonna happen as long as I'm.
Are you fearful of that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, that's why I fucking guard my property. They ain't gonna try to fucking. I got cameras towards the lake, everything. You know, they ain't gonna plant nothing on me. You know, that's scary shit. I'm scared as fuck, you know? I'm scared of the cops, I'm scared of the people. You know, you guys can say that too, you know? It's fucked up. Scared to the point of greeting strangers like this. What am I doing? I'm staying home making a living. You know, I sobered up. I ain't gonna let these guys get over me. If I was still fucked up, they probably would have nailed me. They probably would have set me up somehow. Right at that point, I was like, fuck that. I gotta sober up, you know? And it's been a hard road. Went through a divorce, you know? Then got hooked on meth. Fuck that shit. That's a gateway to fucking another dimension.
What's it like?
You know, you could see what it's like if you don't eat for a week. Don't eat for a week. See what you see. You don't need drugs. When you fast, they go up to you don't eat, you don't sleep, you don't do nothing. And you see these fucking visions. You don't need peyote for that either. You stay awake for 4 or 5 days, you're gonna see shit. You're gonna see that shit. It ain't the drug. I ain't kidding you. If you don't believe me, try. I believe there's another dimension here. You know, we don't see it unless you stay awake for a long time. And you will see it. I believe you. If you don't believe me, do that, you will see it. And your question will be answered.
Ironic he's talking so much about staying awake when he fell asleep. I wanted to keep the conversation friendly before I asked anything too hard-hitting. So I let him ramble on about being high on meth.
You see things, people, demons, angels, bad and good. I used to have a collection of pictures, which I burned because it's scary. Here's an example. My niece took a picture of me. We was having some beers on St. Patrick's Day. She took a picture of me. I was riding with her, and I had a black vest on, and right here on the arm was a big fucking black devil with big fucking teeth. It was a monster, more of a devil, because it was black. And then on this shoulder was a little tiny clown sitting, kind of looking out the window. This is on a fucking film. You can film that shit.
Why didn't you keep it?
It's because back then it was scary shit. Yeah, I didn't know what it was. And here's this little fucking clown sitting there looking out the fucking window. It was fucked up. I fucking burned that shit, man. I get scared back then. I ain't gonna hang on to it. It's like evil or something, you know? But then I sober up and I think back about all this shit. That's what I think. I hope I ain't leading you to disbelieve in my fucking ass, because everything I'm telling you is true. She came to me in my dream, Ashley, and told me to turn it over. That's the only way I can help. Right? When I wanted to help so much, but I couldn't, you know? And she came to me in the dream and just said that the only way I can help is turn it over to Jesus, through Jesus. And that was 2.5 years ago. And I just remember waking up. That was what I had to do. It was in my heart. And I didn't even go to work. I prayed and cried all day. And it was like, the truth will come through Jesus. I believe it. It's the only positive thing I have, you know? Turn everything over to Jesus. And I try not to worry about it, you know? But I pray every day for her. Every day.
So did you have anything to do with her disappearance?
No, I fell asleep. That's the only wrong thing I did. And I'll probably never forgive myself.
Do you feel kind of bad about that?
Yeah, what do you think? You know? Yeah, I feel bad. I don't know what happened to her. You know? And I feel bad for Kimberly and her grandma.
So you're certain the last time you saw her was the 11th?
I'm certain, yeah.
So anyone who saw her after that is...
I've never seen her after that. Since I fell asleep, I have never seen her after that. I haven't. I've never seen her after that. I don't know what happened to her after I fell asleep. I can't say that. I wish I could say, oh yeah, I seen her get in with these people. But I fell asleep, why would I? I can't lie, not even for that, you know. That would be a God-given thing if I would have seen who she got in with, you know. I pray to Jesus for her family to have comfort, you know, so I can have comfort too. I need it too. Nobody knows my pain, you know.
What is your
pain?
That girl
put a place in my heart. There's just so many people believe shit. I told you guys the truth. That's it. I got nothing to do with her. I have nothing to do with none of that. Fuck, man. All I did was party. And I made a call of concern, you know, on her behalf, because it was fucked up seeing a poster, you know?
You know that feeling around 6 p.m. when you're starving, panicking, and there's absolutely nothing in your fridge? I definitely do. And Home Chef is the only reason I'm eating balanced, delicious meals instead of blowing my budget on takeout. I'm definitely not organized enough to be a meal prep person, no offense. But Home Chef makes cooking so simple, with fresh ingredients and easy recipes delivered right to my door. It's perfect for chaotic schedules because they offer over 30 options a week, ranging from 30-minute meals to oven-ready trays that require zero prep and easy cleanup. And the truth is, people really love it. Home Chef is rated number one by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. Plus, customers save an average of $86 a month on their groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/vanished. Again, that's homechef.com/vanished for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. homechef.com/vanished must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. As we observe Mental Health Awareness Month, it's worth remembering that you don't have to carry your burdens by yourself. Life is a journey with unpredictable ups and downs. Whether it's work stress or personal stuff keeping you up at night, which I've dealt with a lot lately, it's super easy to feel like you're the only one without the answers. But the truth is, nobody has it all figured out. And having someone with you to offer support can make all the difference. BetterHelp connects you with quality, fully licensed therapists who work under a strict code of conduct. With over 1.7 million client reviews and an average rating of 4.9 stars out of 5, the results speak for themselves. Their questionnaire helps identify exactly what you need, and they handle the matching, so you can simply focus on your goals. If you're feeling anxious or stuck, remember that these feelings are common, and help is available. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/up. Again, that's betterhelp.com/up.
Apparently, in the coming days after Ashley vanished in his presence, missing posters for Ashley were starting to circulate. So he called Blackfeet law enforcement to tell them what he knew.
And I said, I was with her, you know, 6 days. 6 days I was with Ashley. You know, we talked a lot, you know.
About what?
Life. And I think she's up there happy. She's happy, I think. I hope. Because it, I don't know. Yeah. This is fucking fucked up telling you guys this shit, you know? Gotta know, though. Every, you know, I ain't scared to. I'm scared to let it out, but fuck it, you know? I'm alone in this, I think.
The more I know, the better. For everyone's sake,
well, good.
To be honest.
I hope you guys believe me, because I got heart and soul into what I just told. There's nothing I can do. I'm waiting. Truth will come through Jesus, you know? I don't know. I don't know what else to do. There ain't nothing I can do.
In this moment, there are tears running down Sam's face. He's legitimately emotional about this. But the question is, where is that emotion coming from?
I wish I knew. I wish I could fucking know what happened.
But what about V-Dog? One, what kind of name is that? Two, is he a real person? According to Sam, he is.
We figured V-Dog was that Paul.
Do you know Paul or no?
No. I have never seen him or anything, but I know of him and what he does. You know, I hear things.
Sam says that V-Dog is likely a man named Paul Valenzuela. He knows of him, but they're not close.
One night, I come home at 2:30 in the morning. It was right after the poster. Here's Paul's pickup at the end of this road down here, sitting there. Like, what the fuck, man? I come home, I was drinking in town at the casino. And by the time I whipped around, I had that red Monte Carlo right there. Mm-hmm. By the time I whipped around, they were fucking going. And I called the BIA that exact moment. I had a number.
So if V-Dog is Paul, then he's definitely someone I need to talk to. If Ashley was picked up by Paul that morning, then this literally changes everything.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
What's the business idea you've been putting off because it feels too complicated? Shopify is the ultimate excuse killer, designed to help you start your business with every necessary tool ready on day one. Taking the leap is a big deal, but Shopify makes it incredibly simple. You can easily bring your brand's unique style to life using their beautiful templates and AI tools to launch a gorgeous site with zero coding experience. You also get the ultimate peace of mind knowing that Shopify checkout is already optimized for maximum sales, making it seamless for returning customers to buy in a single click. If you ever feel overwhelmed or hit a snag, Shopify's built-in AI assistant, Sidekick, answers your toughest questions and keeps you moving forward. you'll be growing your business with the same tools used by the world's biggest brands. All you need is the idea. Shopify handles the rest. Go to shopify.com/pave to start your free trial today. That's shopify.com/pave. Shopify.com/pave.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
After my meeting with Sam, we exchanged numbers, and he agreed to keep talking to me throughout my investigation. It was time to decompress and go back to the drawing board. There's a lot of names now, and way too many suspicious characters. I caught up with Vernon again, the guy who threw the party Ashley went to on June 5th, before she ended up at Sam's. But what he had to tell me was pretty alarming.
My cousin come up missing. He's missing right now. Leo Wagner.
A search is underway on the Blackfeet Reservation for 26-year-old Leo Wagner. According to his family, Leo was last seen on Tuesday, April 27th, in the Bab St. Mary area.
Since I've been investigating Ashley's disappearance, another person has vanished from the Blackfeet Reservation. Vernon's cousin, Leo Wagner.
Me and Leo, we were first cousins, and, you know, I took care of Leo and stuff, and
He was here every day, you know. He was almost like a person like Ashley, you know. You never seen him, like, mad or nothing. They always had a smile on their face. And, you know, they were always happy, you know, just always checking in on everybody and stuff like that. And Leo and Ashley, they're almost like the same, because they never had a bad day. You know, they always had smiles on their face. Leo, you know, he's my first cousin and everything, and, you know, he was here every day, hard worker, you know, just a well-rounded guy, and, you know, he had kids and a wife, and all of a sudden, he'd just come up missing. Heartbreaking.
Wagner, he was last seen on the banks of the lake. They've actually had to close off parts of St. Mary's to look for him. They do hope that this search brings closure, at least for Leo's family.
Just like Ashley's case, rumors immediately began surfacing, and none of it sounded good.
There's these stories. Supposedly he got murdered. I got a recording, though. There's a couple people talking about it. Supposedly what happened. It's a video, though, but, you know, they're secretly recording it. It talks about how, like, my cousin fought these two guys for like 25 minutes or something. Supposedly that he beat them both up, you know, because they were trying to pile him. And then, you know, I guess he was trying to catch his breath or something. And this other guy named Robert, I guess, supposedly shot him. I got it on my phone. I could send it on Facebook. I don't know if it's true or not, you know, but I don't know. You just have to listen to it for yourself.
Vernon sent me a cell phone recording of two unknown people talking about what sounds like Leo's murder. It's actually pretty damning.
And tell us, and you don't even know he told us the whole fucking story. How'd you go about it? I know I could find a body. Says that guy told Uncle Steve, fuck, I couldn't pry out the jug, your horseback and bring you right to that body. He told me where he took the body. I bet you go get Rob. I bet you go get Rob's and put him on a fucking horse and tell him to lead the fucking way. I bet you Rob's bring me right to the body.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't even know, he's so fucking all fucked up. And he wouldn't even know, like, he'd be like, oh, yeah, up here, you know, he's play dumb. He'd be like, oh, it's right here. You know, he'd just play dumb because he's so stupid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just got to get him horseback and bring him up kind of close to there. And he wouldn't even know that. He told me where it's at. He'd just fucking, he'd ride up there. Oh, he's right. Oh, fucking, he'd lead the way. You know, I'd just tell him or something. Fuck, I bet you he'd ride us right up on that fucker and not even know that who he told about it. That's how dumb he is.
He told us right where he did with it.
They pulled him in a sled for like 2.5 miles, left the sled, everything, made fucking hard as they could back to the truck or whatever, and jetted, spilling the night. Rob's is so dumb, You put him on a horse and kind of took him in that country. I bet you he'd ride right up on her like, "Fuck, well, we found him, fucking, you know, like he's stupid, you know, like, you know what I mean?" And you think that, like, fucking,
I didn't tell
nobody, he'd frame himself or whatever, and I don't want to do that, dude. I don't know, but fuck, if you kill somebody, you're like, fuck, you gotta own up to your shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, he told me he killed him, he shot him right in the fucking head. Like, he was just gasping for air, he already beat up Doug and Jeff for 25 minutes, or whatever, he's just catching air, just leave me alone, for, you know, just leave me alone, or whatever, and Rob's thing, give him a chance, shot him in the fucking head. So he pulled the gun on him first, and Rob's just shot him, or whatever. So, he pulled the gun on me first, or whatever. Like, fuck, he told us the whole story, we didn't ask a question about it. And we didn't even know what's going on yet.
Right.
Like, he fucking told himself before. We're like, shut up, Dean. What the fuck are you talking about? So before we even know Leo's gone.
There's a serious problem in Browning, Montana, and all of Indian Country. Too many missing people, and no one giving a shit about it. As of today, both Ashley Loring and Leo Wagner are still missing.
If you hear anything new on Leo's case, let me know too, because I'm kind of like looking into all of them at the same time now.
Yeah, they're kind of thinking that Ashley and Leo, they're both kind of intertwined somehow from the same person.
Next week, we're going to take a short break from the investigation to focus on MMIW and all the complexities associated with this widespread issue. To understand what happened to Ashley or Leo, it's imperative to understand why this problem continues to happen. Thanks, guys, and see you next week.
Up and Vanish is a production of Tenderfoot TV, created, hosted, and edited by Payne Lindsay. Executive producers are Payne Lindsay and Donald Albright. Original score by Makeup and Vanity Set. Our theme song is Ophelia by Ezra Rose. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by Cooper Skinner. Additional production by Cooper Skinner, Eric Quintana, and myself, Mike Rooney. Our cover art is by Trevor Eiler. Special thanks to Grace Royer and Oren Rosenbaum at UTA. Ryan Nord, Jesse Nord, and Matthew Papa at The Nord Group, Station 16, Beck Media and Marketing, as well as Chris Cochran and the team at Cadence 13. Visit us on social media at Up and Vanish, or you can visit us at upandvanish.com where you can join in on our discussion board. If you're enjoying Up and Vanish, tell a friend, family member, or coworker about it, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
The Hulu original series, Furious, is coming to Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus on July 27th. From Liz Merriweather, the Emmy-nominated executive producer of Dying for Sex and The Dropout, comes a gripping psychological thriller. Starring Emmy Rossum as Alice Black, Furious follows a rookie FBI agent on the hunt for Catherine, played by Lola Pettigrew, a mysterious and calculating female serial killer. While Alice upholds justice, Catherine kills for it, terrorizing the rich and powerful men of New York in her pursuit of vengeance. As their twisted game of cat and mouse unfolds, the lines between good and evil begin to blur, with shocking crimes, tangled relationships, and secrets that change everything. Alice discovers there's a thin line between hunter and prey. Watch the Hulu original series, Furious, on July 27th, streaming on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus for bundle subscribers. Terms apply.